This particular white paper speaks about what I call the sales success triad, and I've grouped the best qualities of successful sales professionals into three areas. There's the professional, the emotional, and the personal. These are the traits that are the intersection of who we are as people, as human beings, if you will, and sales professionals. They're very easy to look at and digest and take one by one and understand that they all weave together.
Todd Cohen is the sales leader. In the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast, we bring you conversations with Todd about how you can improve your sales performance and effectiveness. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Hello and welcome to the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast. This is episode 10 in our podcast series. Todd Cohen is a high-energy, high-performance sales leader. Since he began his career in 1984, Todd and his sales teams have delivered significant revenue for leading equipment, education, e-learning, and information companies, including Xerox, Gartner Group, Pensari, Thomson, and LexisNexis. Todd's successful career has progressed from proven individual contributor and repeat President's Club member to innovative sales manager to accomplished sales executive. Now he offers his expertise at building effective sales teams to consulting clients and to the public through his website and blog at toddcohen.com. In this podcast, we talk about Todd's white paper, The Successful Sales Triad. Todd, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Steve.
Todd, you have a successful white paper that's been distributed through the website. It's called Understanding Successful Sales Performance, The Sales Success Triad. So let's talk a little bit first about what you see as the successful sales triad.
This particular white paper speaks about what I call the sales success triad, and I've grouped the best qualities of successful sales professionals into three areas. There's the professional, the emotional, and the personal. If you think about the personal side of the sales success triad, these are the traits that are the intersection of who we are as people, as human beings, if you will, and sales professionals, and how that wiring contributes to our success as sales professionals. So on the personal side of the sales success triad, I've identified the following characteristics as being absolutely critical to being a great sales professional. An innate desire to sell has to be there. You've got to want to sell, period. Passion and energy have to be there in abundance. Customers love a passionate and an energetic salesperson. That doesn't mean you leap across the table and grab somebody by the jugular and say, sign this, and I'm not going to release until you sign it. But it does mean having energy to get up and do your job every day and really advocating for your product and service with such passion and energy that the client gets it. And I've talked about that in past podcasts, as you know, as well. Also on the personal side, we have self-motivation, and this is no secret. Great salespeople are self-motivated to succeed and close business day in and day out, and integrity. Great salespeople have very high degrees of integrity. You'll have some salespeople that are successful for a moment in time or take off like a bottle rocket and then fizzle out, and one of the reasons they lose their success is because they did it without integrity. Now, on the second side of the sales success triad, there's the emotional side. I want to take a moment really define what that means. And, you know, when I think about the emotional side of the triad, I'm thinking about how great salespeople and great sales professionals handle themselves emotionally to create success. Because my white paper really talks about what great sales professionals do to create their own success. So on the emotional side, you have sales reps and sales professionals have great humility. And I believe that is at the absolute heart of lasting sales success. There's an old saying that I like to use that great sales professionals don't believe their own press. They keep going. They don't listen to necessarily all the accolades. They don't rest on their laurels, and they understand their greatest success was yesterday. And they have to keep going day in and day out. There's very, very strong ego control, strong ability to watch the ego and keep it in check. Great salespeople don't let their egos bounce all over the place. They understand it took a lot of hard work and time and effort and skill to get where they are, and that they have to keep doing it day in and day out. There's significant confidence on the emotional side. There's the ability to build very, very strong relationships. Also on the emotional side are very strong collaborative skills. As selling becomes more and more complex and solutions and products become more complex, The ability to collaborate both internally and externally and bring together multiple people to effect a closed deal is extremely important. So great sales professionals are very collaborative in nature. Great sales professionals have phenomenal listening skills, are patient people, and they take personal responsibility for success and for failure. There's no finger pointing when something doesn't happen. They understand what happened, they learn from it, and they keep going.
What about the professional side?
On the professional side, what I thought about was these are the business skills that great sales professionals use to create success. Where we've talked about the personal skills, the emotional skills, now these are the business skills on the professional side. That would be, for example, things like phenomenal business acumen. Great salespeople have the ability to understand what a great business deal looks like. They can look at an opportunity and assess, is this a good business opportunity for the company and for the customer? They're looking for the win-win. They know how to build a business plan and define the required activity. Great salespeople, in addition to being good business people, know how to build a good business plan. They don't wake up every morning and say, I don't know where the business is coming from, but I just know it's coming. They know where that business is coming from. They have a business plan that they've written at the beginning of the year, and they're constantly visiting and revisiting and adjusting that business plan. Great business people on the professional side know how to ask for the order. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's knowing how and when to ask for the order and when to close that order. This may sound like a no-brainer, but you'd be amazed at how many sales professionals do everything right, conduct an incredibly credible sales campaign, answer all the needs, do all the discovery, get right to the 11th hour, and then it fails because they simply haven't asked for the order. Great salespeople do have a high measure of intelligence. They're smart people. They understand what they're doing. They understand their products and their services, and they understand how to conduct that sales campaign. There's a lot of street smarts, if you will, involved with really successful sales professionals. Great sales professionals see the big picture. They see beyond the sale at the moment. Great sales professionals become a thought leader. We've talked about the importance of being a thought leader in the past. They have a desire to educate their clients, something else that we've talked about. And finally, great sales professionals on that professional side have a commitment to lifelong career education.
For themselves.
For themselves, absolutely.
So how do you tie all of these three pillars of the sales triad together, the professional, the emotional, and the personal?
When you group them into the appropriate bucket, that being professional, that being personal, that being emotional, they're very easy to look at and digest and take one by one and understand that they all weave together. Now, it's okay if you don't have all of them in abundance. But think of it as a chart to follow, or a roadmap, if you will, on the areas that you do very well in and the areas that you could use a little training and education improvement yourself.
So people can move among the three groups in different balances and different combinations.
Absolutely. There's nobody out there who has it all. These traits and these qualities and these three areas of the sales success triad are, in the aggregate, what I've seen the greatest sales professionals I've ever worked with have. But we all have most of them in varying degrees. And it's okay that on some days, well, your energy level may be low, but you let your intelligence take over for you that day. Or your passion may be sky high, but maybe your business acumen is a little off that day. But you understand what those traits are.
It's great. Thanks for being with us, Todd.
Thank you, Steve.
If you'd like a copy of Todd Cohen's Successful Sales Triad white paper, visit toddcohen.com, and in the upper right-hand corner on the tab labeled Featured Content, click on White Paper, the Sales Success Triad, and you can download that paper for free. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, please send us an email. The email address for this podcast is tcsl@professionalpodcasts.com. If you send us an audio comment or question for Todd in MP3 format, we'll consider using it in a future podcast. You can also send audio comments by calling our podcast comment line, 856-861-6146 in the U.S. or +44 020 7193 6146 in Europe and the UK. If you have comments for Todd, you can email him at todd@toddcohen.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. For Todd Cohen, this is Steve Lubetkin. Good selling to you all, and take good care.